Welcome to the Art of Vitality Vital 8 podcast. It's a place where inspired experts distill their brilliance down into simple, practical advice that you can use right away. It's 8 minutes, it's 4 questions, and it's 1 practical piece of advice that you can put into use today. Today, we're so lucky that we've got the one and only Tricia Jewell with us. Tricia, where are you speaking from today?
Hello, I am here in Louisville, Kentucky.
And so you're about 6 hours behind me, or 5 hours, 6 hours?
I think I'm 5 hours right now as we're speaking at this time.
Right, right. Oh, well, you're so welcome to be here. Today's episode is Ditching the Chemicals in Your Home. Tricia is happily married, and she's got 3 lovely young children. Shortly after her middle child was born, she found out that she had a blood disorder called G6PD and that she was a carrier of the same disorder. They started down the road to living a compliant lifestyle, and then they began to see so many things in their environment, so her and her husband and the children, so many things that were causing adverse effects to their immune systems, not just the son's blood quality, but their immune systems in general. So the whole family started using essential oils as a supplement, and they noticed a real boost in their health and the quality of life as a result. So now they all teach other families about the toxins in their environment, and they encourage them to pay attention to what is being put in and on their bodies, how to read and understand the nutrition and drug labels, and to really focus on alternative methods to help with everyday life. So they're advocates in their own local community, and they work with families all over the world, or Tricia does, creating their own personal health journey. So, Tricia, that just about sums you up, does it?
It does.
Great. So, and we're going to do 4 questions in 8 minutes, and your time, Tricia, starts now. In your experience, Tricia, is the biggest problem that people face as they age with regard to staying healthy, well, and positive? So they want to change, they know they want to change, but what are the roadblocks that they tend to put in their own way?
I think the majority of it is that when you age, you get so set in your ways. And so you're just used to doing things the same way as you've always done. And so when you create a plan of change, it seems like such an uphill battle that, one, it's taking too much time out of your regular schedule, the things you do every day. And two, they think that it has to be expensive, that you have to buy expensive brands and only eat organic and do this total shift in lifestyle, when really it's just about making one different choice each day. And as each of those choices compound, you'll realize that in weeks and months later that you've completely changed your life around just by picking a different option with maybe your toothpaste, maybe the meals that you're cooking, your laundry detergent, the sundries that you're buying on a basis of when something is starting to go low and you want to replace it. You pick that one better option. You read one ingredient that you don't want to have on your body or in your household. And then those changes can add up to a magnificent difference in your health. So most people, especially as they're aging, think that they have to just start tomorrow and throw everything out and change all the ways that they eat and their health. And really, it's just picking one small change and then continuing to do that day after day after day.
Right, right. So people get stuck in the ways as they get older. I have been guilty of that in the past. They think, right, I'm going to change, and it all seems too much. That's what you're saying, isn't it? So there's no need to be overwhelmed. We can pick one thing at a time, and then the compound effect of picking one thing each time we run out of something, and we're up and running. So if that's the case, what are the common mistakes that people make, the common misconceptions they have as well, about solving the problem of getting rid of toxins in the life? What's the common mistakes?
I don't know if it's really a mistake. I think it's being uneducated. So when you say older age, I'm 39. And so I think it starts at any age that you want to create a change. It's that I've had 39 years of doing things the way that my parents taught me and their grandparents taught them. So I had to learn a different way. And so if you can have somebody that is your advocate or your friend or somebody that's holding your hand along the way, it will give you insight of what things that you could change. I used to use bleach and I didn't think anything was wrong with it because that's what my family did and that's how you clean things in your house. And then when I was educated by a friend and I chose to do my own research, and then they became very apparent that that was one of the most toxic things I was doing for me, my family, and my children. And so even if you're at an older age, these things you can learn and you can teach your children that are younger than you, your grandchildren, or the people around you that you care about. And so it becomes an effect that changes not just your life, but all the people around you.
Wow.
And so it's just learning that one thing. So you have so many things in your home right now that you can use as cleaners that I think we just think we have to use when we're cooking. And it's like there's simple things under your kitchen cabinet that you can use in place of the harsh chemicals that we all grab or used to grab off of the shelves.
Well, we'll come to that in a minute because I'd like you to give us some examples. It's for everybody, this, not just, and I love the idea that by helping yourself, you're then helping your own children, your grandparents, and it's the knock-on effect then, isn't it? Everyone starts to realize that the dangerous chemicals they've got in the houses. I like it. I'm going to take some lessons from you. And like you say, we need a mentor. Today, right now, what's the number one tip that you could give to our audience who are listening to help them? A tangible, specific action that they can actually implement right away, something they could do today.
The thing that I found that was the easiest for me and my family in helping my extended family, like my mom, my dad, my sister, of like, what could you do today right now would be a household cleaner. So we all clean our houses in some way, whether you're doing it yourself or you have help by somebody, you're providing those products or they're bringing them in. And so if you just took just 2 minutes and you turned around your household cleaner, whatever it is that you're using, and read the ingredients until you can't pronounce the first word, and then Google that word and say harm of that ingredient, you will be mind blown on what actual chemicals are in that product you're using, which is gonna make you stop and say, okay, I'm not gonna use this product anymore, so then what do I use is the big question. And that would be as easy as getting a cup of water, adding in vinegar and apple cider and cleaning your counters and your bathtubs and your toilets and actually disinfecting them and them actually being clean. And those are things that almost every single person already has in their home.
So just water and vinegar.
Yes.
Instead of these nasty chemicals that
where we think that we have to smell these fumes for it to be cleaning. You don't actually need that. I mean, if you already have essential oils in your home, you could definitely put essential oils in it. But vinegar and water can clean everything in your house, and baking soda can be your scrubbing agent. So as if you use something that's like a common or something brittle, bristly, baking soda. So you have water everyone has coming at them, vinegar for cooking and baking soda, and you can clean your entire house and it'll smell amazing and it will be shiny clean and disinfected. Disinfected is the big thing.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Right. I'm going to start doing that. That's really good advice. Thank you, Tricia. Final question. We've got 1 minute, 20 seconds left. You're doing well. Doing well. Final question. What free resource would you like to share with our audience today?
You go to my website, getoiling.com/JuniperJewel. You put in your email address. I will send you a little 5-page quick how to make over your home and ditch the chemicals. It is getoiling.com/JuniperJewel, and you'll get a free guide to show you how to ditch the chemicals out of your home in a very easy way.
Absolutely brilliant. With 11 seconds to spare, Tricia Jewel, thank you so much. You've been absolutely wonderful. And I hope my audience will all get in touch with you and get that free guide. There goes the bleeper. See you next time. Thanks so much, Tricia. Bye. Thanks for checking out the Art of Vitality podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes, subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And I'll love you forever. And if you'd like to try my energy boosting, inflammation busting, brain and body food breakfast, head over to www.vitality.com. breakfastofbrilliance.com and download the recipe today. See you soon. Bye.